And now the pandemic has taken a heavy toll on many rural communities. Rural healthcare systems strained by fewer hospitals, a shortage of nurses, and other health specialties spread thin. The state health department announced multiple funding opportunities Wednesday to address COVID health disparities, including $9 million dedicated to rural communities. Are you a farmer or a migrant worker? Where do you get your health care? It's 800-642-1234. Laura Waldvogel is CEO of Family Health La Clinica, a community health care system serving rural patients in a 10-county area of central Wisconsin. Laura, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited to be here this morning.
Well, explain first La Clinica, how it operates and how it operates within the structure of community health centers in central Wisconsin.
Yeah, so Family Health La Clinica is a community health center in Wisconsin, and we serve the rural central heart of Wisconsin for the community health needs. And then we also serve the entire state of Wisconsin as the only migrant health center in Wisconsin. And we receive federal funding to assist us in our efforts to support those who lack access to health care.
So the only migrant health center, what services are you offering?
We offer primary medical, dental, and behavioral health services. We have 5 locations and a mobile unit. We also offer WIC services and recovery services for those who struggle with substance abuse disorders.
We have heard so much about not being able to get mental health care in rural areas. What are you seeing on the ground?
Yes, we are seeing that. In the past several years, we actually added behavioral health to our service array. And shortly after that, we offered a pretty comprehensive program for recovery services for opioid use disorder. During the pandemic, we have definitely seen an uptick in need for behavioral health services. And currently, we offer those services in 2 locations, here in Wautoma and also in Friendship, with plans to expand behavioral health and recovery services into Stevens Point and Beaver Dam, as well as our mobile unit.
And how are you reaching patients? We've heard a lot about teleconferencing and the ability to see patients, by Zoom and other phone connections. How has that been going?
Yes. So this has been an incredible year, a very taxing year for everyone in healthcare and everyone around the globe, period. For us, it afforded us the opportunity to really use our mobile services. So depending upon who we are serving, we use our outreach services to adapt to the needs of those we're serving. So I just want to talk a little bit about migrant health for a bit. So migrant and seasonal farm workers in Wisconsin have particular and unique vulnerabilities to the virus, in that they live and work in conditions that tend to help spread the virus. So early on in the pandemic, we had our chief medical officer very, very interested in developing a risk mitigation strategy to address the unique needs of migrant and seasonal ag workers in the state. So that included, it seems like a lifetime ago, but that included education, worksite assessments, testing. It's hard to remember, but back in the beginning of all of this, testing was not something that you had easy access to. So we really pushed hard for the migrant and seasonal ag worker community to have access to testing so that we could mitigate the risk of spread, take care of them, their employers, the communities that they're in, and protect the food supply.
So as you look at risk management there, is there enough testing in rural communities and especially in rural businesses that do have a clustered number of people working together?
I can only speak to what I know, which is my own system and my own arena. And the answer to that is yes. We have been very fortunate to be able to test and have access to testing and vaccination for those that we're serving. The state of Wisconsin has been an incredible partner to us and other systems within the state to ensure access to testing and vaccination. We've also had the support of the federal government as well, as have others.
What about education around the vaccine, messaging on the vaccine, and your patients being able to ask these really vital questions and being able to trust the vaccine?
Yeah, so here at Family Health La Clinica, we provide education services in a language that meets the needs of the farm workers. So that's English and Spanish. And for our patients that are not Spanish speaking or maybe have a different language, we will provide that in English or whatever the language is. But we are ready, willing, and able to provide information and education to those who desire it. We make sure that we are going to outreach events. We've gone to multiple sites throughout the state at different county fairs and festivals and different events just to ensure that people have access to accurate information. The most intense outreach we have done, however, has been with the migrant and seasonal egg worker population, because that's a big part of our mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The cost of insulin, the cost of prescription meds can be so high for people. How do you approach that, medications with your patients, and making sure that they are able to stay on these meds and bring those costs down?
It's a really great question. The one thing that I will say about community health centers, ours and others, is that our job is to ensure that barriers to positive health outcomes are addressed. And one of the biggest barriers, of course, can be access to medications. So we do that in a number of ways. We have access to what's called the 340B drug pricing program, which does tend to decrease the cost of medications for those who are uninsured. We also work with patient assistance programs through the drug companies to ensure that patients have access to those programs and can get either decreased cost or free medications. We just work very diligently to ensure that our patients have access to the medications that they need.
We have Family Health La Clinica CEO Laura Waldvogel, who's with us on the challenges of delivering quality health care to rural Wisconsin communities. Do you work in rural healthcare? What is your experience like? What is your patient load? Do people recognize you as a physician or a medical provider when you're out and about at the grocery store? What are those conversations like? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Laura Waldvogel here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. DHS, Department of Health Services, announced a new grant program this week called Mobilizing Communities for a Just Response. It's $3 million directed at agencies located in rural areas or serving rural communities to advance equity and remove barriers to health care. What barrier have you encountered seeing a dentist or scheduling a session with a mental health provider? How is COVID affecting the rural community where you live? Where do you see gaps? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Laura Waldvogel is CEO of Family Health La Clinica with a center in Wautoma, four other locations as well, with us for about nine more minutes. Laura, we've seen a stream of federal pandemic aid coming down. What impact are these grants having on your operations and what you can deliver?
Well, it was, it made the difference as to whether or not we could stay functional. During the pandemic, Family Health La Clinica was definitely significantly impacted, just as other health systems were. For us, as a federally qualified health center who devoted a tremendous amount of resources into expanding access to dental services, it really hit us hard because dental was impacted incredibly during the pandemic in terms of shutdown. So having access to support to allow us to keep our doors open and lights on and be available to patients who had need for emergency care, because that's all we could deliver for dental for a while. It just made all of the difference. And we were able to take care of our workforce and keep them employed while we worked to get the things in place that we needed to reopen.
Yeah. And as for these recent grants that you're seeing, do they align with what you do? Are you going after them? How does that work?
Yes, absolutely. We are going after funding sources that allow us to continue to reach those who need us most. So that means expanding access in areas where there is need, but there perhaps aren't the services. For example, as I mentioned earlier, Stevens Point and Beaver Dam, where we are located now with dental only services and intend to expand to provide behavioral health and primary medical services as well. So we are definitely going after funding that will support our mission and our ability to serve those who need us most.
We're talking with Laura Waldvogel, CEO for Family Health La Clinica, operating health clinics in Stevens Point, as she mentioned, Mauston, Wautoma, other rural areas of central Wisconsin. You can join in 800-642-1234. Let's go to Charles in Wausau. Hi, Charles. What is your story?
Good morning. I just wanted to share that I grew up in rural Wisconsin, Fall Creek, if anybody's familiar. And I'm going to medical school in the Medical College of Wisconsin on one of their satellite campuses in Wausau. And the whole campus is, the purpose of it is to bring rural students from Wisconsin and educate them to become medical doctors because they are the most likely population to return to rural Wisconsin. And through my medical experiences before medical school, I've had lots of contact with community health clinics and FQHC, federally qualified health centers. And as a prospective physician, I really, really hate the United States insurance system. And so working for community health clinics, I think, is just one step that I can take to make it better for all of us in Wisconsin, especially because there's so much poverty in rural Wisconsin.
Charles, do you envision yourself practicing, setting up your practice in a rural area?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Another, and just while we have you on the line, another big issue, of course, is specialties and specialties gravitating to much larger population bases and the need for general practice, but still those specialties in rural areas. How do you talk about that in med school?
The Medical College of Wisconsin definitely tries to keep an open door for whatever kind of specialty you're interested in. Mm-hmm. Down in Milwaukee, they have much more services if you want to highly specialize. Up here in Wausau, they don't necessarily push you towards primary care, but that's, you know, what they always say that rural Wisconsin needs. But they definitely say, you know, if you're interested in a more specialized field, you can definitely do it. We will help you with that.
Charles, thank you for your story. Laura, what would you like to say in terms of Charles and medical school and his vision in a rural area?
Well, thank you. We are very strong partners with a Medical College of Wisconsin. We have a couple of their students doing projects with us. We would love to talk with you if you're interested in the future in working with rural health, with an excellent organization, Charles. But really just thank you for your dedication to rural healthcare. It is, it's where it's at, in my opinion. Federally qualified health centers is where it's at. We are just a collaborative group and really very, very mission driven. And it's the heart of healthcare.
I want to go back to your mobile unit. Can you explain how this mobile unit operates and what that looks like?
Yeah, so we have a new mobile unit. In the past, we've had trailers, we've had renovated like Winnebagos and things like that. In 2019, we bought a new mobile unit, 40 foot, that can do medical, primary medical or dental services. We literally travel the state delivering those services to migrant seasonal farm workers, as well as other vulnerable populations. For example, before the pandemic, we used our mobile unit to reach the Amish community to provide dental services, and that had to be paused, but it's going to be resurrected soon. So we have a team of just incredibly dedicated workers that go out. We also have residents that travel with us, and temporary providers and others that are deeply interested in ensuring that migrant and seasonal farm workers have access to primary care, and of course the past year and a half or so, access to risk mitigation from COVID-19, whether it be testing or vaccinations.
It's really interesting how you've put such a focus on dental care and putting a fair amount of this work in your organization into dental. Why is that so important? What are you seeing there as a gap?
There are significant gaps for those who are uninsured, underinsured, or use Medicaid to access dental and behavioral health services for that matter. So community health centers like Family Health La Clinica, and in particular Family Health La Clinica, have seen that and greatly invested in dental. So we currently have four of our five locations plus our mobile unit that can deliver dental. And it's not just those who are uninsured and underinsured or use Medicaid. You know, access to dental services is a real issue in rural Wisconsin for everyone.
Mm. Yeah. Very quickly, what is the future of community health? Where do you see it headed?
I see that there are significant opportunities for us to continue to meet the need of those who have access issues. And I see in Wisconsin and across the nation, community health centers, picking up that directive, that need, and running with it and expanding access. There's a deep commitment by the volunteer boards, 51% of whom must be patients of health centers, to really ensure that access is afforded to all, regardless of ability to pay.
Laura, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for your interest in federally qualified community health centers.
Laura Waldvogel, CEO of Family Health La Clinica, which operates health clinics in Stevens Point, Mauston, Wautoma, other rural areas of central Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.